Good morning. I'm on my way to the station this morning and usually drive my car. I was speaking last night to a group of people about honouring your mother and father. And I knew it was going to be a difficult talk, and the question and answer session afterwards, as you might suspect, wasn't the easiest thing in the world. And just really thinking about that afterwards and how actually difficult it is for some people to honour their mum and dads. How difficult it is to even find the smallest positive for some people. And actually all of us, no doubt in some way, have been damaged, if you want to call it damaged, or have been hurt by something our parents have done or said in the past. And I know as a parent myself, I'm sure I've hurt my children in some fashion. Which maybe that gives me a bit more room for manoeuvre with my parents, because I know how really difficult it is to be a parent. And that doesn't excuse some of the horrendous things that parents have done to their children in the past, by any stretch of the imagination. But the commandment I was speaking on comes with a promise as well, that God will bless us if we honour our parents. And one of the chaps remarked that actually he felt part of the promise of honouring our parents was that God would break that cycle. Whether it's a really, really painful cycle of physical, mental, even sexual abuse, or whether it was just a simple cycle of, a distant father or something like that. If we choose to honour our parents and look for the positive where we can, then we can not carry that forward to our own children. Doesn't mean that what happened didn't happen, doesn't mean we minimise the hurt that happened, doesn't mean that we say it was okay, doesn't mean that you put yourself back into that situation again. But it does mean that we can stop the past impacting the future. So, I wonder, if you had a really positive upbringing, then, like me, you might want to take some time today to honour your parents, give them a call, remind them what they mean to you, even though they might be a bit older and grumpier these days. And if you had not such a positive upbringing, then why not break that cycle and look for some positives to carry forward? This is Max. I'll catch you later.